RadioInfluence.com.
What's up, food lovers? This is your host, Tracy, from Forking Around Town. I'm happy to be back with one of my favorite guests of all time, Ian Beckles. How are you today?
How are you this morning?
I'm good because I just ate at The Nest in South Tampa.
I didn't get my invite.
Well, you never invite me every time you go there.
Well, I went there Saturday after a workout. I went with Spanish and had a good workout, went there, and he was thoroughly impressed. I really like that place.
I do too.
I like the concept of it. It's nice.
The decor and everything. And actually, today's episode is all about breakfast spots in Tampa Bay.
Perfect.
So The Nest is definitely one of my favorites. I actually was just there. I tried one of their, they have a tremendous amount of different toasts on their menu. Have you had any of those?
I haven't had the toasts yet. I'm trying to stay away from the carbs right now.
So, I hear you.
But you know what I mean. I do like the toasts. So.
They're good, though, because they're small. I had one that had avocado, egg, bacon, all that fattening stuff. But you know what? Hey, it's the best way to start the
day. There you go.
So what are some of your other favorite spots to go to?
Well, ironically, Daily Dose was my favorite spot, which just closed up. Daily Dose was over there on Gandy. They just closed up, but their food truck is right here at Flavor of Tampa Bay in our parking lot. So Chef Antoine's still doing wonderful work over there in his truck. And here in Flavor of Tampa Bay is going to be an area where people can sit down so they can go get the Daily Dose truck food and come in here, hang out a little bit and listen to some music. And so my favorite place right now is Daily Dose, which is right here at Flavor of Tampa Bay.
At Flavor of Tampa Bay.
How about that?
Yeah, I ate there several times when they were open on Gandy, and I'm just, gosh, they had so many dishes that were wonderful. I can't think of what my favorite one was.
They have a salmon galette.
That's that. You turned me on to that.
Yeah.
I don't even
know what a galette is, but I have it just about every time I go there, and it's just kind of like a hash brown crispy thing with some salmon and some chives, and it's fantastic.
My kids love their red velvet chicken and waffles.
Sure they do.
Have you tried that?
I haven't, yeah. Chicken and waffles is not something I eat very often. Like, if I have chicken and waffles, I feel like I just ruin a month of workouts.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know, Dats is definitely my go-to for chicken and waffles.
Yeah, well, I was at Dats the other day. I didn't have chicken and waffles.
You've been healthy lately, so.
I've been trying to be healthy, yes. Trying.
So what do you eat for breakfast now if you have to be healthy?
Eggs.
Just eggs.
Well,
that's it? Come on.
Protein. Protein, that's it. I mean, I'm trying to find a diet that has pancakes in it. It's probably not going to find it, though. Pancakes are not your friend.
Well, I'm sure you could lose weight if you just ate pancakes and that's all you ate.
If just all you ate is pancakes, that would get old real quick.
Hey, I could do the pizza diet. We've talked about that. And there are people that have done that.
They have.
People that eat nothing but pizza for a week and you actually lose weight.
Actually, my boy who owns, it's a pizza place on 4th Street. He's a fitness model, and he literally ate just pizza and then did a competition. So he was ripped up. So, listen, pizza is not bad for you. Eating a whole pizza is bad for you. Having a slice of pizza is not bad for you.
I've eaten a whole pizza.
But how many people
times,
eat one slice of pizza?
The Rock does that, too. I don't know if you've ever seen him on social media. The way when he's getting ready for something, the food that he shows is just, like, he'll eat an entire large pizza.
Correct.
Crazy.
But then again, The Rock is on some other stuff going through his body to cut away some of this fat. I'm not putting that in my body.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Come on.
And so what are some of your other favorite spots? South Tampa in particular right now, since we both live here. Have you ever been to Mama's Kitchen?
I have.
That's kind of, you know, it's a divey
it's old
place,
school, though.
But
yeah.
It's, you know, I like to go there once in a while.
Mama's Kitchen, the one on Dale Mabry?
Yes.
Right by the stadium.
No.
Oh, Pops and Sons.
You know, I was going to ask.
That's pretty good, too.
I have not been there, and I just drove by the other night.
Where's Mama's Kitchen? I know I've been there.
It's on Southdale Mabry, going towards the base, of course. It's between, I mean, it's south of Gandy.
Oh, okay. Then I don't think I have been there.
Yeah, it's been there for a very
really?
Long time.
Is it a dive, though?
It is a dive. You walk in there, and they've usually just got two servers. The place is always packed, usually a line outside.
Really?
But it's very simple, very basic. I just like to go there for their, you know, they have really... I like their grits. Toast with butter, you can't go wrong.
No,
I mean, they've very basic stuff, but it's definitely worth
Mama's
it.
Mama's Kitchen.
Mama's Kitchen.
I'm going.
It is such a little hole in the wall, but it's, I want to say it's been in South Tampa for probably 40 to 50 years.
Every time I head south of Gandy and I go further than I've ever been before, you run into stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on over there.
You do.
So now I'm going to have to go to Mama's place. I'm going to get that done.
And actually, even further south of Gandy, there's a lot of stuff coming up. There's a new Italian restaurant called Beccofino. It hasn't opened yet. It used to be Uncle Rodney's.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You know who's opening that?
I don't. Actually, I don't know their names off the top of my head, but they used to own a place on Henderson. It was a mozzarella bar.
A mozzarella bar?
Right. It was on Henderson, kind of, you know, that little funky area where Manhattan turns into Henderson.
Yeah.
Right over in there. It was like a strip mall.
It's not the Intelligent Gourmet, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because they opened somewhere. They opened a place somewhere in MacDill as well.
No. They were open very sporadic hours. And though I learned about them through social media because they were hosting some cheese making classes, which I wanted to go to. But the two times I signed up, they ended up canceling the classes for whatever reason. They didn't have enough turnout.
Well, I'm going to check that out. It's not open yet, though. What's the name of Becca? What?
Beccofino.
Beccofino. I just passed it just yesterday.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of work and they're getting ready. So it's going to be exciting.
On the way to the green store or something.
On the way to the green store. Yeah, 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 you go get some wings?
No, yesterday I got a ribeye yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I got a ribeye. Just one rib. And I sous vide it and then on Saturday and I didn't want to eat it afterwards. So I just left it in the sous vide machine overnight. Because it doesn't change. It stays the same temperature. And then the next day, my buddy was here, and I was like, well, I got to cook this steak. And I cooked it, and he goes, this is the best steak I've ever had. It was so tender, almost, it didn't taste like a steak. It was that tender. So I might have found a new thing. Overnight sous-viding
steaks. Got to try that. Yeah, try that.
Done.
Well, speaking of the green store, they actually have some fantastic breakfast sandwiches.
They do.
I know you're trying not to eat all the bread right now, but I would actually go for a breakfast sandwich on Cuban bread over a Cuban sandwich. I just love the bacon, egg, and cheese. It's just very satisfying to
me. We've talked about it. The Cuban sandwich itself doesn't excite me, but an egg sandwich on Cuban toast is a little something different with that. Yeah,
definitely.
Some cheese and I'm feeling that. I'm hungry right now.
Oh, I know. That's why. You know what? I just ate, but I'm not going to lie. I can eat again right now.
There you go.
Definitely hungry today. Also, so Dats, now have you been to Rue for their brunch?
It's funny you say that. I went there 2 weeks ago for their brunch, and I went there not thinking of anything, and I built my own omelet, and it was one of the better omelets I've ever had. Like, I don't know what the chef did to the omelet. I think I had some kind of meat, and then I had some smoked gouda and some onions or something.
Yeah.
And he just made that omelet fluffy and amazing. Rue just has a wonderful food to me.
They do a great job.
Really, really good.
They
absolutely
do a great job. And I know Dats, on Sundays, they serve their brunch menu all day, which I think is kind of cool because I'm one of those people, I get cravings for breakfast foods at night.
Sure.
I like to do breakfast for dinner sometimes.
Yeah, if there's one thing I crave, and I don't crave a lot, like I tell you, I don't crave tacos and there's certain things I don't crave. I'll crave corned beef hash, like good corned beef hash and some eggs.
Oh, yeah.
To me, yeah, trouble. Love corned beef hash.
And I know we've talked about Oyster Catchers before. Have you been there for their brunch?
I have. It's been a while, though. I mean, when you go to Oyster Catchers for a brunch, that's kind of like, it's a production.
It really is.
You know, there's a lot. You're going to be there for a while. It's not cheap.
No, but it's worth it to me.
No,
it's
worth
definitely an experience.
You got crab claws and all kind of stuff. So when you go to Oyster Catchers, you have to, first of all, go midday because, you know, you're ruined for the day. But you almost have to get a workout first because I'm going to go there and indulge. That's,
you just keep going back for more
just
and more.
Just keep eating, yeah. I don't like buffets anymore. I don't like them anymore.
You don't?
Nah, I don't have the right mentality for buffets.
You don't.
I need to stay away. I need to, really.
I hear you. Well, yeah, and also there are unlimited mimosas. Those are great.
That'll get me in trouble, too.
That will.
Unlimited anything.
Anything, right?
Trouble, yes, no doubt.
I actually had some donuts from Little Donut House the other day. I taught a class and we had some and I forgot how much I love donuts.
You forgot how much you love donuts.
I forgot because I do try to stay away from the sweet items for breakfast.
Yeah.
I love pancakes like you, but I usually go for more of the savory items.
There was a time where I went 10 years without eating a donut. I went 10 years without eating a donut.
I could do that.
Yeah, I mean,
I could.
I like donuts, but it's just not my thing. And then I finally ate like a donut, and then I just don't eat them often, but they're not your friend either.
No. Well, what about a donut burger? Have you ever had one of those?
I've actually made donut burgers at my house back when I was entertaining at my house, and a couple people turn their nose up, and I go, what's the problem? That's not going to taste good. And I go, why wouldn't a burger in a sweet donut taste good? And they were like, it just doesn't make sense. And then they bit it.
And they tried it.
Done. I don't even have to ask somebody. Right. You're going to like a donut burger, period.
Right.
It's basically a hamburger bun with sugar on it.
Exactly.
How bad can that be?
It can't be bad at all.
Not in my world. Not in my brain either. No way.
It's like, I love putting a fried egg on a burger.
All the time. Got to be runny though.
You know, Eats American Grill in South Tampa, they actually have a burger that is great if you're looking for a brunch item. Mm-hmm. It's their Texas Sunrise. You have had that?
I've had it, but I find the Texas toast to be too much.
Sourdough is my go-to
Texas toast becomes overpowering.
It is big, mm-hmm. but there's an egg on there. There's sriracha mayo, sauteed onions, bacon,
All the rest of
cheddar cheese. Mm. Just add some jalapenos and you're good.
There you go. Get a little sweat in there. I ain't mad.
Oh, I hear you. You know, I went to Steelbach for the first time, 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. with one of my fellow blogger friends. It was my first time having brunch there. I went with you're going to laugh, sweet corn cakes, after I said I don't really like sweet things. But I was enticed because they're served with pulled pork, which sounds a little bit weird, but I mm-hmm. love corn anything.
Sure.
And it was a really great combination.
I've been to Steelbach before. It wasn't brunch, it wasn't breakfast, but I found their food to be good. I thought it was pretty good. I don't really do armature works, though. I don't really do it.
So I know, much. I know.
There's something I have. I mean,
It's a busy spot.
I know. I just don't like busy spots. You know, I just like to go somewhere and it's fine. If I pull up in somebody's parking lot and there's two cars, I feel good. If there's cars all over the place, sometimes I just turn around. Like I went to see the other day at Eats. And if I turn around and there's no parking spaces, I just turn around and leave. I don't want to deal with all that craziness. You know all those crazy people that be in there, too.
Oh, come on now.
All your people.
All my people. Yeah, all your people. All my people are crazy.
Yes, they are.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, have you had a chance to check out the new Cali in South Tampa?
I have not. Jeff DeGante and those people there, Chito's, Gubos, my people. I haven't got a chance to. It's right next to my house, basically. Right. But no, I mean, that's not breakfast, though, right?
They have brunch items.
They have brunch
items? They do.
I'll be there soon. I've never been to a Chito's restaurant that wasn't thoroughly impressed. So it won't be long before I go there.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. Now, what about some of the more of like the chain style places, which I usually try to stay away from, but First Watch is definitely excellent. Up in my book. I mean, they do such a great job and they have mm-hmm. some healthy options.
Yeah, I mean, you can find healthy options in any restaurant you go to. First Watch is excellent. At first, I kind of fought it. Like, I thought it was a chain. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want to go to a chain restaurant. I don't go to IHOP. And God forbid mm-hmm. you ever see me in a Waffle House. If you ever see me in a Waffle House, shoot me in the face because something bad is happening. Because the last time I went to Waffle House might have been one of the worst experiences I've ever had.
Was it in Tampa?
It was in Tampa. It was the one right there on West Shore.
Okay.
And my daughter was young. So my youngest daughter's 21 now. So she was probably, this is the last time I went to Waffle House. She was probably 8. All right. And she looked at the menu and she says, they have cheese hash browns? That sounds so good. And I said, good, order them. So she orders cheese hash browns and she has like a glow on her face like it's the best thing ever invented. So she orders it and she's smiling and then the waitress comes and she puts the hash browns down and the hash browns are plain. Mm-hmm. And she made a big deal out of ordering these cheese hash browns.
Right.
So before I look at my daughter's face and she's looking at them and they're plain hash browns. And I said to the lady, I go, excuse me, ma'am. I go, I know she ordered cheese. Mm-hmm. Cheese hash browns. Can you please get her cheese hash browns? And she goes, no problem. And she turns around. She walks away. She comes back with a slice of Kraft singles and laid it on top of the hash browns.
Are you kidding me?
Do I look like I'm kidding you?
Oh, I would have walked out.
She put on a hat. She just laid it on top. And I looked at my daughter, look at it. And I looked at the lady and I was like, okay, finished the meal. And I said, I will never come back to the Waffle House.
Did she have gloves on when she did that? I mean, I have to ask that question.
No, she did. I don't think she did. But you can take cheese out of a wrapper without touching the cheese. I've done that before. But she was wrong for doing that.
Absolutely.
You know what? If you're going to do that, go in the back and do it.
And at least melt it or something. I mean,
put it in the microwave for 8 seconds and melt it a little bit. So other than that, and I feel bad for Waffle House. I'm dogging every Waffle House in the world because of that one lady and what she did at that Waffle House. But I'm done. Once I'm done like that, never doing it again.
Well, I've only been to Waffle House one time in my life, and it was somewhere in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I had just moved to Tampa. I was going up there for Thanksgiving weekend, and we were, you know, a bunch of us were driving. So we stopped at a Waffle House. It was mm-hmm. my first time eating mm-hmm. grits.
Oh, really?
I felt like it was a scene out of My Cousin Vinny. Because as we sat down the table and I was like, I've never had grits before. Yeah. And I could literally hear people's spoons dropping. or forks dropping, whatever. And they all stopped and looked at me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, grits is a big deal in the South.
Right.
Being from way up north, you're from way west. I'm from way up north. I never heard of grits. Like we ate cream of wheat. And that's a northern thing.
I had that.
Yeah, cream of wheat. And but. It's not the same as grits.
No, no, no.
Cream of
no.
wheat and grits are not the same. But when I got here, I first heard grits, and I was like, nah. So finally I ordered grits. And I like grits.
I do too.
But grits is only good because you put lots of butter and lots of salt in it. Or lots of cheese, right?
Right. And actually, speaking of that, I have to say Dats is mm-hmm. like the place to go for grits.
Really?
They have a lady that works during the week, and I don't know what she does, mm. but her grits are ridiculous.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I worked for Dats for a brief period
sure,
of time.
Yeah.
I could not go a day without eating her grits.
Really?
No.
Well,
I'm telling you, they are freaking awesome.
I'm going to have to indulge in some Dats grits.
You have to.
I will.
They do put a lot of butter in them.
Well, yeah, they
but
do.
But it's, I'm telling you, yeah. there's just.
Well, you go to a restaurant that's serving grits. Why wouldn't you put a lot of butter in it? Because butter doesn't cost a lot of money, first of all.
Butter makes
but
everything
it's surely
better.
Gonna make those damn grits taste a lot better. And salt. They both you need salt and butter.
And yeah, and you mm-hmm. know, shrimp and grits, that's another thing that I just can't get enough.
Shrimp and grits is just a wonderful combination.
It really is.
Just some spicy, I like blackened shrimp on there.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Feeling that.
But yeah, so I don't really remember anything else that I had at the Waffle House other than those grits because it was an experience.
You didn't have a cheese slice?
I didn't know.
You didn't have a cheese slice? Okay.
No, but I want to say they put sugar on them.
On the
grits. I mean, this was so long ago. This was probably in 2003.
Well, a lot of people, they ask, do you like sweet or savory grits? I don't know what the hell that means because I don't think I've ever had sweet grits. Don't think.
Well, yeah, a lot of people do put sugar on them. I'm more of the savory with butter.
I'm a Absolutely. Savory butter type of person, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I was thinking, have you ever had any breakfast dish that is barbecue inspired or a little barbecue flair to it?
Out and about? I'm not sure if I don't know if sure if I
have.
I was
thinking about that today. Like if Dr. Barbecue were to do some sort of a brunch
breakfast,
menu.
What would you smoke, though? You could smoke anything.
You could, but like I'm saying, if you put like a biscuit with some pulled pork on there and side of grits,
I mean, wrong.
Maybe some.
If you have a biscuit with pulled pork and a runny egg on it,
I think that would be.
You call it breakfast. You call it what you want. It just ends up being a marvelous sandwich. That's
definitely.
It doesn't have to be breakfast. Like that sounds pretty damn good.
God, I'm sitting here getting hungry. We
yeah, right. Trust me.
Open up
right
a breakfast spot
this. Right after this. I'm going.
But have you noticed though that I mean South Tampa. South of Gandy, really, there aren't many places to go for breakfast. That's why I am a little depressed about Daily Dose. I'm glad they're here.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But it was such a great place
and convenient.
It was a great
feel, yeah.
Convenient.
It was a great spot. It was convenient. But, you know, they're running a business. And, you know, when the landlord's asking for, you know, astronomical money for rent and the water bills are high and all this kind of stuff like that, you got to do what's best for your company. But Antoine's but once that 10 panel, then he was a cask, and now he's Daily Dose, and they have a couple other Daily Doses downtown. Mm-hmm. So they're expanding the horizons. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah. Speaking of cask, I haven't been there in a while. They do
Me
a great
neither.
Job with their brunch
they
on
do.
The weekends.
Vincent Jackson, part owner of that. And Vincent just, he's dabbling in a lot of stuff.
He is.
He's dabbling in a lot of stuff. Yeah.
I know. Today's his birthday.
I did not know
as
that.
We're recording, so when this comes out, it'll be a day later. But I saw that on social media today.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great individual.
He's a good people. I've met Vincent a few times. He just seems like a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah.
You know?
He's always doing something. He keeps busy. He never stops.
Yeah.
Like a few people I know.
who would that be?
I'm looking at you.
I'm relaxed now. Look how relaxed I am now.
I know, but you're always doing
yes,
something, cooking. You're
yeah.
always out and about. I mean,
something.
How do you do it?
You have to stay busy, though. I get bored.
I do, too.
I get very, very bored.
I do, too.
And if I'm sitting, I don't feel like I'm accomplishing anything. It doesn't work in my brain.
I know. I can't sit still.
Move, move, move. You don't stop very much.
I don't. In fact, I've been working a lot lately, yeah. and that's okay. I was actually just at Joe and Son's Olive Oils this morning. Of course, mm-hmm. I had to pick up a few more bottles, but I've actually been using some of their different olive oils in my you know, my eggs at home, like their truffle oil.
Oh, yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
gosh.
Truffle oil. You can put some truffle salt on eggs as well that are fantastic. Maybe some chives or something. And some cheese, too. You got to put some cheese in the
gotta
eggs.
Got to have
so,
cheese.
Yeah, got to have cheese in the eggs. Cheese is yeah. wonderful.
The other thing, going back to the Nest, I was just there today. Their breakfast sandwiches, the egg 1-3.
I haven't had it yet, but it looks amazing.
You know, I think right now that is my current favorite breakfast sandwich.
Now, I was at the Nest on Saturday, and I know the owner, Vitelli is his last name, and I said, where do you get your sausage from? And he makes them there. Like that spicy sausage is fantastic. Real, real good. That's probably what they put in their breakfast sandwiches. I bet those are excellent.
Definitely.
Real, real good.
Another thing I look for when I'm going out to breakfast is their coffee. I think, I mean, I'm a big, big coffee drinker. And that really kind of makes an experience for me. I have a hard time going back if the food is good if I don't like their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And the Nest does a great job.
They really do.
I actually had 2 cups today, probably number 6 for the day. But I love how they have a little setup and they offer the different types of, you know, in addition to half and half, they have almond milk and, you know, regular milk, different flavors you can put in your coffee. They do a great job with that.
Like I said, I took Spanish there on Saturday and I turned them on to the Nitro coffee.
Oh,
and
yes.
The Nitro, which is from Blind Tiger. And it's just in a cup. There's no ice, but it's iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looks like it's flowing down. It's real thick. But that's my favorite coffee in the Bay Area is that Nitro coffee. Blind Tiger Nitro coffee.
I'll have to try it.
It's the best. I'll get you amped up. Now there's a lot of caffeine in it. But you don't
look scared.
Sounds
perfect for me. I'm not scared.
You're not scared of caffeine.
I drink like 3 Celsius drinks a day.
There you go.
I know.
There you go.
Yeah, so part of my goal for 2019 is to really hit up some new breakfast spots. I work a lot of weekends, unfortunately, so I feel like I'm missing out on all that. I try to catch breakfast during the week, maybe go eat someplace, do a little bit of work on the computer, but that's definitely something I need to do more of is get out there and really explore some of the places out in Tampa Bay, Clearwater, St. Pete Beach.
Go to Madeira Beach, the Frog Pond.
You know, you mentioned that to me before.
That's my favorite breakfast spot in all
of Tampa. We drove past that the day we went to Dr. Barbecue because that sounds familiar. And you said
there might have been another
one. It was a different one, but you had mentioned that. I had never heard of the Frog Pond.
Frog Pond is this, you know, these people own it on Madeira Beach. And I just fell into it one day. Nice people. And their omelets are the best. I mean, I can barely finish an omelet.
I find that hard to believe.
I know. But I swear to you, I order the omelet and they come with omelet and like a gang of potatoes and it's so much damn food that like people with me will be cutting in half and bringing in half of it home. They're that big, the omelets. But they have a crab, it's like an imitation crab and cream cheese omelet. That's one of the best omelets I ever had.
Well, cream cheese is excellent in an omelet.
With that crab with it, I'm telling you, it's sweet and it's fantastic.
You know what's really funny? I have to share this. This is not breakfast related, but a friend of mine the other day, Heather, you know Heather that
I
works
do know
at
Heather,
Eats.
Yes.
She was eating chicken noodle soup and she added mayonnaise to her chicken noodle soup. And I looked at her and I said, like, what are you doing? And she goes, don't make fun of me until you try it. So she put this like a whole packet of mayonnaise into her cup of chicken noodle soup, stirred it up. It made it thicker. I tried it. I mean, it really didn't alter the flavor of it. Of course, it sounded weird. And I was like, how in the hell did you come up with that? And I guess when she was little, somebody that she knew used to take mayonnaise and spread it on a saltine cracker and then dip it in the chicken noodle soup. But it was, I was just wondering if you've ever heard of such a thing.
I haven't. And those stories sound SOG-like.
SOG-like.
Definitely SOG. You know what I mean?
Poor Tampa.
Yeah.
Poor Tampa.
Poor Tampa. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds... It sounds like something I would try, but it does sound ghetto.
It was different. I would say
mayonnaise and soup.
Mayonnaise and chicken noodle soup.
You say different. I say ghetto.
Okay.
It's the same.
That's why I love having
it's
you
the,
on
the
show.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Different and ghetto is the same thing. Almost.
Well, hey, I love SOG.
I love SOG. Straight up SOG.
I do too.
Absolutely.
I do too. It's definitely growing. I'm so happy.
It is.
It's changing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much. And you know, we also talked about peanut butter on a burger.
Mm-hmm.
You've tried that.
I've tried anything on a burger. I've tried just about. I'd be shocked if you told me something on a burger that I haven't tried because wings and burgers are my thing. I mean, I almost don't even have other stuff. Well, I have some, but those are my main ones right
Your
there.
Your main
Burgers
ones.
Burgers and wings. Yeah.
And wings. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could eat wings every day. I ate plenty this weekend, thanks to Paul's Chicago Pizza.
There you go.
Went back there on Friday night, had some.
Their baked
fantastic.
Wings are fantastic. They almost melt in your mouth.
They do.
They're so gosh darn
They do.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can't get enough.
No doubt.
Well, thank you, Ian, for joining me today.
Anytime.
I've got a huge list of places. The Frog Pond is now on my list for breakfast spots.
Let's go do a field trip on a Saturday. Football
for
season
sure.
is about to be over.
Absolutely.
So then Sundays, we got time to go do a field trip, and it's all good.
And I already gave up this protein diet I was on. You can laugh, but you know what? I lasted, 12 days?
Was that long?
I know. I lasted 12 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, I find that, you know, I love to eat and I love running. And I couldn't do either of those on this diet. I had to, you know, it's hard. It doesn't work for me. And I think, you know, as you get older, you kind of learn what works for you. Sure. And I would much rather go run a half marathon and enjoy a dish of pasta than to deprive myself and not be able to exercise.
Well, I'm all for it. So, exercise is important.
I had a slice of pizza on Saturday. That was the first day I cheated on my diet. Right? No. And you know what? I felt better.
There you go.
I was happier. Yeah. So there you go.
Listen, it's not rocket science. We know when we're eating too much. We know when we're not working out too much, and it's just an equation.
It is.
We know when we're drinking too much. I certainly know. It doesn't mean I stop, but I know. Mm-hmm. So you look in the mirror sometimes, you're like, maybe this is just me.
That's right.
This is just me, the guy who likes to eat wings and burgers and drink.
Tito's and Soto?
Yeah.
Grey Goose, what do you name it?
I've been pretty easy.
Yeah.
Banyan Reserve, you want to keep it local, St. Pete Distillery, but I'm not picky. I won't go. Smirnoff is too low for me. I got to keep it higher than that. I've graduated from that, you know?
What about a breakfast cocktail? There's so many.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bloody Mary, though. Spicy Bloody Mary.
I have a recipe for you. I'm going to share it with you. It's actually from Joe and Sons for a Neapolitan Bloody Mary.
Beautiful.
Perfect for the day after Gasparilla.
Okay, I'm ready.
Honestly. Well, thank you, Ian, again. Anytime. Always a pleasure. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review Forking Around Town on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play. And don't forget that a new episode comes out every Tuesday. Have a great day.
This is a Leveling the Playing Field Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
This week's guest is Donna Orender. Donna is a powerhouse in the sports world. Not only did she play professional basketball in the original Women's Basketball League, she spent 18 years at the PGA and was the president of the WNBA during one of its most pivotal moments. During her time at the PGA and at the W, Donna helped create the way that professional golf and women's basketball programming was created, packaged, and distributed. Her natural curiosity and propensity for asking why not have served her very well. She is the CEO and founder of Orender Unlimited and Generation W, where she creates programming and events to empower girls and women. Last year, a book of hers was published called Wowsdom, The Girl's Guide to the Positive and the Possible. It focuses on teaching young girls and the young girls within us all that they can do anything. Also in 2018, Donna was honored by the Women's Sports Museum with a Trailblazer Award. And I was very fortunate to meet Donna at their gala.
Leveling the Playing Field with Bobby Sue Doyle Hazard can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.